Let's discover the truth of God's word together with Reverend Jide Samuel. You can also join the live service on your social media platform every Sunday by 2 p.m. and Wednesday 6 p.m. Facebook, Shining Light Ministries International. YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International. On Twitter, at Shining Light M. Website, www.shininglightministries.org. Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448.
Second Corinthians chapter 13 verse 8, which says, any of us, every one of us, and any of us adult humans, God Almighty, creator of the realm of the spirit heavens, the realm of the natural earth, version in this world, can do nothing, absolutely nothing, 0% against the truth. For everything we've seen, we've said, we are done, everything we are seeing, we are doing right now, anything and everything we're going to see, say, or do is going to be for the truth, not against the truth. Why is this so? This is so because truth is the most powerful seed entity, gender-determining entity in existence. Everything and anything we've seen, we've said, we've done in our existence, we are doing in our existence, is courtesy of one truth or the other. What is the truth? Any law, any principle, any force, any declaration, any formula that is meant to make any and everything that we find ourselves to work the way they are supposed to be. That's why I always give this illustration, which all of us can relate to, which is the illustration of our arrival, human reproduction, human birth. The reason you and I are in existence today is as a result of that truth concerning reproduction, which God said that one male entity, the semen comes from a man's body, the man doesn't need to know, fertilizes that female entity, the egg, from a woman's body, the woman doesn't need to know. A bona fide version of you and I, we arrive. That's how every area of life is. Whatever you are facing, whatever you're facing, whatever you're going to face, there is a truth like the one I've just given us that make that happen. Whatever it is, and wherever it is we are supposed to be, there's a truth, there's a law, there's a principle like that of the human reproduction that just given to us that needs to be fulfilled for that to happen. For you to move from where you are today to the place of your heart desire, to the place of that ideal prosperity, there is a law, a principle that needs to be fulfilled for you to get to that point. That is how all of our life is governed by one truth or the other. The challenge we all face is the challenge of the important aspect that we see in that very scripture we always use as reference. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8. And this most important truth, when you look at that scripture, it says, none of us, any of us, every one of us, which is all summed up in that two-letter word, we, can do nothing against the truth. But everything is going to be for the truth. That word is the word we. You and I, adult human, we are the one that is the driver, the worker of any and every truth. We are the one that can do nothing against the truth. The doing nothing or something lies with us, adult humans. Not God, not the other adults, not angels, not demons, not circumstances, not nature, but you, that adult over your life. Because something is popular, because we grew up with something, because we eat something like food, doesn't mean it's right. We all grew up with the concept, when we want to greet people, we end it with saying, God bless you. Then why are we surprised that some people will go to the other side of believing and using God to curse people? If you can rightly believe that it is wickedness to use God to curse people, and God cannot be a good God if he's going to curse his own creation, then why are you holding on to the other side of the concept that you can use God to bless people? God is not our errand boy, people of God. Neither either blessing or curses comes from God, they come from you, the individual, the owner of that situation, the person that is responsible for that situation. You are the carrier. You are the decider of every and any blessing or curse that has come to you, that is coming to you, that will come to you. Even when you read the Old Testament, which is the relationship of God with the Jewish nation. And let me tell you, because God is no respecter of persons, the way in the Jewish religion, God reached out to tell them the truth. That's how God, in his awesomeness, reaches out to every and any one of us, regardless of what we believe. But the challenge is that we don't listen. The challenge is that we, who can do nothing against what everything we've done, we are doing and we're supposed to do, so we are the problem because we fail to understand that the way truth is the most powerful in turn God, because what makes God is truth. You and I, the adult human, we are the most important because we are the driver. We are created to drive truth. We are the one that has to do nothing or something for or against. And that is why God has already done what he's going to do. That's why when you read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, it says God has blessed every one of us with every blessing there is in Christ Jesus. But it doesn't mean you're going to enjoy a single bit of that blessing. It is you that can manifest that blessing, as well as the opposite of that blessing. Cause by what you freely and willingly see, say, or do 24/7, is that going to be a blessing or curse? And you can't do the two simultaneously.
Let's discover the truth of God's word together with Reverend Jide Samuel. You can also join the live service on your social media platform every Sunday by 2 p.m. and Wednesday 6 p.m. Facebook, Shining Light Ministries International. YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International. On Twitter, at Shining Light M. Website, www.shininglightministries.org. Shining with double letter N. Or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448.
As you're hearing me now, people of God, I'm either a blessing to you or a curse. And as you're hearing me, you are either connecting with this message or disconnecting. Christ said it, and psychologists, science, have also proven it, that over matter, none of us adult humans are neutral. We don't have that in our nature. And when you talk about curse, when you talk about evil, it's absence of blessing, it's absence of good that makes curses and evil respectively. Once you freely and willingly say no to light, you are going to give out darkness. Once you turn your back to goodness, calamity will come from you. Come out of this man's ignorance of that your blessing lies with God. It lies with you. That's why Apostle Paul repeated to the Galatians in Galatians 3:11, to the Romans in Romans chapter 1 verse 17, to the Hebrews in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38, what prophet Habakkuk said thousands of years before him, that once you're an adult, it's courtesy of your faith, you will live or die. It's courtesy of your faith, you'll be blessed or be cursed. It's courtesy of your faith that you'll be a blessing or a curse. And don't forget, your faith is that thing you do freely and willingly from your heart. You're hearing me today, freely and willingly. That's why it will work for you. But you're hearing me now out of regret, out of us, out of courtesy, out of necessity, out of compulsion. It won't work. That is the reason why, no matter how much you pray for prosperity, if you are not freely and willingly at working, using your sound mind and your heart of gold, even if you are sink into a billion, you will still come out with zero, because the forces you are creating from your heart is force of poverty. Solomon said in the book of Proverbs, he says, a merry heart doeth good like medicine, and he has been proving by medical science. When your heart is noble, you are able to send signal to your body, signal of health, signal of health, signal of longevity. But no matter how much you are eating or living good, when your heart is evil, it will still manifest in your body. That's why you, the adult human being listening to me today, you are exactly like God Almighty in this world. You are the Almighty over your life. Everything and anything that happens to you happens with your approval. either as a superhero or as a hero, as an innocent or as a damaged or as an ignorant or as a weak or as a confused or as a careless or as a returning or as a dog or as a pig or as a beast or as a slave or as a crab. It should have given the permission. That's why it happened. That's one of the reasons why I always use this truth to encourage you, sisters. When you look at the world today, especially in our country or developing countries, you truly want to believe that men are created greater than women. Go and ask medical science. And I've told you, people of God, anything that is not a verified fact can never be the truth. Go and check. The female human gene is more superior than the male gene. It's been researched that when boys grow to men, they degrade genetically. But the reverse is for women. When girls become women, they evolve, they advance, they develop genetically. So how can it be possible that somebody that is genetically superior, that our five dominant hormones, will not be the one that will serve as a slave in the name of marriage to men who are weaker, who are inferior in genes? You say, oh, but I thought the scripture says, husband is the head of his wife. Go and check the original version. If you want to take that word head, look your comparison. Look at what Christ did for the church. It's the man you carry on your head doing it for you to earn your headship. Headship with God is taking care, serving. And you've seen that same Ephesians 5, Apostle Paul explaining. It's you laying down your life for the person you're serving. It's nourishing, not monitoring. The way Christ nurtured us, he's not monitoring us. We are free to follow him. Ask yourself, is your wife free? Even you, the wife, are you free? You, God's flock, follow a pastor, are you free? This is why things are not working the way they should work. Because your faith, the things you accept freely and willingly, they are not the truth. They are not right. And that is why it can't work out the best for you. Begin to realize, people of God, that as an adult, you have what it takes. You are the Alpha and Omega of your life. You are the one that has saved, that is saving, and will save yourself. And how you save yourself is by the truth and nothing but the truth in any and every area of your life. You now embracing that truth. The truth will not work for you. The truth will not save you. The right thing will not save you until you connect to it. So begin to stand up for yourself and realize you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Fulfill your purpose. Leave your mark before your time is up. Be that personality you are created to be. Stay blessed, people of God, and stay rapturable.
I hope you've been blessed by the message. You can follow Reverend Jide Samuel on Facebook at Shining Light Ministries International, YouTube, Reverend Jide Samuel Shining Light Ministries International, Twitter at Shining Light M, website www.shininglightministries.org, Shining with double letter N, or contact Shining Light Ministries on 0808-885-4448. You can send your questions, comments, and inquiries to our phone numbers or any of our social media platforms. Keep a date with God and destiny. Join us, same time, same platform, next week for another season of Discovering the Truth of God's Word.